My name is Cadence Blackwell. I am 13 years old. Today is September 18th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Kyla Hancock, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Carnesville, Georgia. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Well, one of the most difficult moments in my life would have to have been when I was going let me think for a minute. Okay, was when, I guess I'll say my brother died. When my brother had died, because you know, last time I had saw him was when I was 5 years old. Then I came home one day, and they called my mother, and they told her that he had passed. And it was really hard for me because, you know, he was my brother, we were really close, and I hadn't spoken to him in about a day or two, but he called every day. And it was hard going to his funeral, seeing him in a casket, because he didn't look the same. And, you know, it was just a really difficult time for me.
How did he die?
He was murdered. He was shot 13 times in the chest and, like, a couple of times in the face. Yeah.
Where did this happen at?
This happened in Savannah, Georgia.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories would have to have been when I went to Savannah, because we went to the beach, and it was really fun because it was one of my first times ever going to the beach, and I got to go in the ocean and swim, and I picked up seashells, and I walked across the beach, and we had went shopping and bought, and we had ate and stuff, and we were walking on the street, and it was really fun, and it was a cool experience and all that.
When did you go to the beach?
This is like a year ago.
What are you most grateful for?
I am most grateful for my family, because they're so nice and kind. You know, I'm just so thankful and glad they're here. And I'm glad that we're all together. And that, you know, we barely argue. And I'm just glad I have them in my life.
Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
To don't worry about, you know, small things, to just go out in life, follow your dreams, you know. Don't let anybody bring you down, tell you that you can't make it or you can't do something. Just, like, keep pushing until you feel like, you know, you've reached where you want to be in life. And to just live life to the fullest, because, you know, you only live once. And to just, you know, yeah.
Why follow their dreams?
Because I don't want them to be just sad, lonely, and living in the dirt and stuff, and not feeling that they've wasted their life on nothing when they could have did something about it, I guess.
Can you tell me a little about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
I actually, you know, I was this nice, sweet child. I was, like, always caring for others. And, you know, I didn't really give many people much trouble and stuff, because I was very well-mannered, and I wasn't bad or anything. I did my work, you know. I kept up with my grades. I felt like I was a pretty good child, you know. I was really shy and stuff. I was really, really shy a lot. I wouldn't talk to a lot of people unless they talked to me.
Based on your answer, how do you think your friends or family would describe you?
I think they would describe me as like funny, like goofy. Some would say shy because I don't talk to a lot of people like that, but basically stuff like that because I'm always laughing at them or I'm laughing at something like or nice, kind, you know, like stuff like that. Oh, sometimes I'm sarcastic because people. But yeah.